This is the Life Manual for 20-somethinghood, where we dive into the uncharted waters of post-college life. Because let's be honest, college left a few chapters out. Regardless isn't just a word here. It's a mindset that sparks a growth journey. As your host, Skylar Sorkin, my mission is to arm our generation with community, competence, clarity, and confidence, empowering you to seize control of your own life steering wheel. This podcast is the compass for 20-somethings navigating the complexities of adulthood. Don't just listen, evolve with us. Your future self will thank you. Regardless, you've got this. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. The podcast is not intended or in substitute for a licensed therapist, physician, or professional life coach. Okay, let's do it. Welcome to another Office Hours. We are very excited as 2024 is seriously 3 days away.
Yeah, what in the rapidly, frick? Rapidly.
Mother, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I know for sure I'm not ready because no. I've been so busy with all the Christmas and work still. So this is helping me, though, actually begin to refocus on myself. It's time.
Super, super excited.
It's time.
Mama, I feel like as 20-somethings, goal setting and resolution setting is very stressful for me because I feel like I have so much to accomplish in these years. And as a perfectionist, I get already getting anxious. I get really ahead of myself in terms of the goals of this decade. So, you know, 29, I have major goals that I want to hit in love department, in family department, in career, health.
What do you mean by family? Like your own family?
No, mother, but
okay. No.
Just hey guys, huge announcement.
Okay, no, I got you.
Just starting to think about financial things that I need in order to have a family, which is going to happen in my 30s.
Right.
And so when we intention set or make resolutions for the new year, I think all of those voices about our future of end of 20s become extremely loud. And I think it can block some smaller goals that probably should be focused on.
Yeah, I think you just said it. Smaller goals. Like there's no harm in looking at big picture. Mm. But what we're really talking about is next year.
Yep.
So can next year, can the goals that you desire to set and want to achieve, can they be stepping stones?
Yeah.
And what are those stepping stones, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking too, the word resolution, I think the reason why I never like to set resolutions is that kind of that word bugs me a bit.
I hate that word.
Well, think about it. Resolution, it kind of gives you the impression that something's wrong and needs to be fixed or something needs to be resolved or, you know, there's missing ingredients into your life right now. So you have to set these arching resolutions. So it's fine to like look at it and go, okay, I need a process of finding a new direction in my life. But I feel like that word resolution, how many people set resolutions? Everyone. I think practically, right? I mean, a lot of people do. How many achieve them?
Probably 1%.
Dang, right? So do you know why resolutions fail in the first place?
Why?
Well, it's because people are not uncovering what's sabotaging them.
Mm.
So kind of looking at, okay, what has gotten in my way versus, ooh, I want to lose 30 pounds or, ooh, I want to call in a relationship. Ooh, I want to get engaged or I want this job. It's like, great, but why isn't it happening?
Mm.
Not that it, like when I say that, it's not like it has to happen in this moment, but there are reasons. Like, how do you set yourself up for success? So I think one of the things that the reasons why they fail is because we're not uncovering what sabotages us in the first place. Limiting beliefs sabotage us. Maybe the fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Yeah. right? But I really have found that one of the number one reasons why we also don't fall through with our resolutions is because we are not setting an intention.
Mm.
It's just we're looking at the end goal.
Yep. Can I say something about resolutions in my experience? It's so funny, like looking back at past years when I'm writing down goals or resolutions, I know that me writing down this goal subconsciously, that it's like not going to happen. Like I'm not going to achieve it in the new year.
So it's already like set up to fail.
Yes. Kind of. Like subconsciously, it feels so big and lofty and scary that I'm like, I know subconsciously that it probably won't work, but I'm writing it down because that is what I want.
It's like, that's what you want to call into your life.
Exactly. It's a call in.
Okay. I'm okay with the call ins. But I think what's missing are the steps. Mm. Like, what else is needed besides just the thought process, right? Mm-hmm. We have to get all these other things in line with cultivating that to manifest,
absolutely,
right? Or show up in your life, which if it doesn't next year in 2024, take a look at like how lofty your goal is, right? Mm. Is that a goal that could potentially be reached in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? No shame in that. Dream big, dig deep, vision, you know, visualize yourself succeeding and then step back and go, okay, what can I do? What steps can I potentially take this year to pave the path for that to happen?
Mm.
What would be one of your big goals?
Okay, great one. Increase my subscribers or Instagram following to 10K by the end of the year.
Okay. By the end of the year.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. That's feasible.
Feasible.
Okay. So that is a goal, right? So that is your desired outcome. It's your end result. So by this time next year, you want to see that increase.
Yes.
Beautiful. Now let me ask you.
Tell me.
Why?
That's a great question. Why? Because that...
What would that mean to you? What does it say about you?
To me, I don't know if it's... In terms of what it says about me, it says that my podcast is growing.
Mm-hmm.
It means that I have traction. It means that I'm probably working with multiple brands, multiple sponsors, that my podcast is making money. That is ultimately like the key to ROI.
Okay. So again, that's a goal that's attached to that, because if there's 10K followers, that means that there's traction and you're potentially getting brand deals.
Of course.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
So it's still up here in your head. Go to your heart. What is the deep meaning in your heart connected?
I think it means that what I'm doing is on the right track, which ties to me being enough and not a failure.
Oh, dang. Guys, that wasn't what we were going for. Okay, really? Just joking. No, what I heard in that, though, this is
heart.
Good. No, but what you attach to that would be a limiting belief. What you attach, right? Because that's something that sabotages our goals coming to fruition, because we'll start to go, okay, if I don't have this many, you know, followers at this many, this amount, whatever, this date, then that means I'm not enough. That means I failed. That means, so then when we start to feel.
I know, it's not a good feeling.
Like, no. So that would be the limiting beliefs get on our way. Those are the roadblocks. So when you say that, you're operating from that more of that fixed mindset. So the intention behind your goal to get 10K followers by the end of the year is that this work with Regardless brings you so much passion and purpose and meaning in your life. And that is what's going to fuel. That is the rocket fuel to launch your goal.
I love it.
Does that make sense?
And I love how it's not attached to any worth. It's not attached to a limiting belief, because I think what happens is we attach our worth to a goal or a resolution. And if it doesn't happen and we end the year, rather than celebrating what we actually freaking did and achieved and went through, we attach our worth to not getting to that goal, rather than looking, wait, what if my intention was there and maybe the timing just wasn't right?
Exactly.
Maybe I had a lofty goal that realistically is going to take so much more than a year to accomplish. So I think it's like, how can we incorporate this sort of regardless mindset or regardless approach to writing intentions for the new year, and knowing that regardless of whether or not I achieve that goal by the end of 2024, my intention was there, my purpose was there, I showed up, I was authentically me, and that's all that fucking matters, because at the end of the day, I'm exactly where I need to be.
That's it. Do you get, see how Jack?
Boom, I got it, baby. Let's go.
That's it. I love that, because regardless of whether you achieve the goal of 10K at the end of the year, you're still on point.
Yeah.
Like, you're honoring your truth. You're nurturing your dream. You're tending to your hearts and souls and mind's objective, which is key.
And I also think it's okay to be realistic
with, heck yeah,
like, these lofty goals, especially in our 20s. I mean, you guys, we're navigating through so much and so much unknown, and we're still growing up in this decade. And it's okay for your dreams to change, for things to evolve and look differently than you originally expected. I mean, that is what this decade is for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome to have big goals, but I think when looking at 2024, it's like asking yourself, okay, yes, I have these bigger goals, but what are some smaller goals that I can focus on in the new year?
How about baby goals? Like, baby goals. So it's like those steps. That would be really one of the action steps for you to take away is, like I said to you, your intention is a daily, you set your intention
daily
for the
practice.
Day. Yeah, it's a daily practice. So you want to tend to the flames of your goal, right? You want to tend to, like, this is a big goal, but what is needed this week? What is needed this month? What is needed quarterly? What is needed, you know, in order to achieve maybe that lofty goal in 3 years? You know, we don't just wait around and expecting it's going to manifest itself because we're thinking about it. You know, you've got to put your heart into it and let that heart lead. That's that coming from that place of internal, not a judgment of your worth, but that internal intrinsic flame in you that your heart and your purpose and your soul is driving it.
Day in, day out.
Yeah.
And B means, oh my gosh, spiritually, emotionally, physically, actually doing the things. Kind of like the same way typically people say you manifest a partner. It's like you have to be it to attract it.
Yeah.
Maybe the same kind of requires for, like, more of a lofty goal or...
It's tough. Like, Sky, you and I were communicating about this before,
really tough.
But there are some times when you look, especially right now at this time of year, you look at Instagram, you look at whatever your feed, and everyone's I'm glowing up next year. And you don't realize there are a lot of individuals that are facing incredibly difficult, painful, challenging, traumatic situations right now. And I'm really sensitive to... In any given moment when you're having a rough time, it's hard to pull from that deep ethers of the heart and get fired up when you're not feeling fired up. So it's really okay to not feel it and to feel more, let's say, stuck or stagnant. That is where you have to take a look under the hood and go, what is causing me to feel this space of stagnation versus activation. And it might be unresolved grief. You know, it could be, obviously, take a look at your limiting beliefs and see if there's a repetition in that. Maybe you're recently going through a breakup. You just, sometimes you need, life doesn't pay attention to timing. Life's not going, oh, it's the end of the year. Let's make it all juicy and great. January 1st. It doesn't do that.
It follows you.
Yeah. So I am sensitive to that. And I really know that there's been a lot of clients that I've communicated with this week in particular, because I think it's on everybody's mind right now. And they will say, hey, I'm looking at Instagram and I feel like crap.
It's the worst feeling. And it's not real.
I know.
Like, I even got a text from my good girlfriend, and obviously I'm not going to name names or anything, but she went on this beautiful vacation and I'm on Instagram seeing all of her posts, her food, her travels. And in my shoes, I'm like, holy shit. I am so jealous and happy for her.
Yeah.
Like,
sympathetic happiness.
But, like, it looks amazing. She must be super excited to get back into the new year. And she just texted me saying, it's just go. She goes, social media is fake. I'm having the worst time and I can't wait to get back home. So we experience social media and obviously like such a filtered way that,
yeah.
I mean, just be cognizant that what you see is obviously not real. I know we hear this all the time, but
yeah, I know.
It's really tough.
I know. So create space for what's going on, even the negative things, like, and I, even the painful things. It's not, when we're in pain, that's not negative. Okay. That just is a very difficult place to be in to learn how to tolerate that space. But I think like when we're looking at the new year, it is really kind of about wanting new beginnings. We have to till the soil. We have to like clear out the closet.
So, Mom, yeah. I know that you talked about the number one reason why people fail, and that was?
That was limiting, like not really uncovering what's sabotaging us in the first place, right? Like not really seeing, whoa, why am I having such a difficult time with this? Or what's going on in my mindset? How am I talking about myself? Am I mean to myself?
Okay, so I think this is a great pathway into really talking about, okay, how can we realistically set achievable goals in 2024 that are correlated to where we are today? And I loved, we listened to Mel Robbins, we listened to, name a couple other.
And I follow, it's To Be Magnetic, which is TBM, which, you know, we'll of course, but at the end of the, we'll put the notes or links for you guys.
And I think one of the favorite things that I've learned from all of that is Mel Robbins. She started off her podcast episode with a metaphor that I want to share with you all because it's super helpful and really sets the stage. But what she said is in order to even figure out where you want to get or where you want to be at the end of 2024, you must understand where you came from and where you are. So let's think of Google Maps, right? Let's say we wanted to get to Zara.
Yeah.
We obviously must know where we're starting from in order to get to Zara. Because you can't just be like, get me to Zara without putting in where you're starting on Google Maps.
Yeah, yeah.
The same applies for how we create our intentions for the new year. Yeah. I feel like it's
start
so-
Start where you are.
Yeah, start where you are and also- look back at what you freaking accomplished in 2023. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that you can learn from just 1 year, from 12 months that will help fuel what you need to know in order to accomplish your goals in 2024.
Mm-hmm. And I think that goes on a lot. Absolutely. Scott. Yeah. It's, as I say it, it's like, take a look in the rearview mirror. And just like Google Maps, you have to start somewhere. So you're getting in the car, like that's part of you getting grounded in the moment. But I think really looking in the rearview mirror is so key.
So I think this is number one.
Yeah.
For setting up your intentions, Mom, absolutely, you said is number one, looking in the rearview mirror.
And part of that is taking an inventory and taking stock of what went great. What were the good things in life, right? What were the good things in 2023? And take stock in that. And then take some time to look at the things that maybe didn't work out to your highest benefit or what you ultimately wanted. That's super key. And be gentle with yourself on that. Because I think when I told you, I mentioned about the sabotaging, this will help you to look back and go, whoa, I'm still in this relationship, or I'm still at this job, or I'm still, if you're not happy, or I'm still not feeling well.
Mm.
Like my health is declining. Well, what are you willing to do about it? Like what risks are you willing to take in order to make a change?
I think looking in the rearview mirror encompasses, you know, exactly what you just said. Where did I expand this year? How did I grow? What did I learn? What did I not learn? And I know that word learn is a bit triggering, especially for me. I mean, growing up, of course, we all know our parents would be like, what did you learn? And that can be really triggering. And maybe you don't want to like think about what you learned from the past year. But mom, you recently like flipped that, and that really game changed the way that I saw that word phrase.
As far as opportunity?
For learning. Right. And said, remember how you flipped it? Like,
getting old.
You flipped it and you said,
yeah.
If I choose not to seek learning, what will be repeated?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's true. It's like, learning can be a trigger word, especially when you've been facing a lot of disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. People will say, oh my God, not another effing learning opportunity, right?
Like,
right. And it's like, wait, whoa. Like, step back and allow yourself to see how you're showing up in relationship to the people, situations, events that are in your life. And what can you glean from that? What's the gift that's waiting for you? But if you don't look at the lesson, you're more
it's gonna repeat itself. So being still in the rearview mirror, mm-hmm. another aspect that my mom and I came up with that we thought we could be helpful is, this is more of a spiritual bullet point, but really asking yourself, what were the gifts that mm-hmm. were at my front door this year from the universe, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what did the universe bring to me that landed in my lap? Did I notice them?
The gifts often are, you can't see them in the moment, but they're waiting to be revealed to you. Mm. And so it's staying the course and having faith and trusting mm. that there's a higher meaning, there's a higher purpose to the pain and to the challenges, going deeper.
And I think all of these, by looking in the rearview mirror, they overlap. Like, when I think about some of my highlights and I think about the gifts that I received from the universe were because I did the work to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't repeat an old story or an old narrative that I leveled up on.
What helped you do that?
I think it's because past adversities.
Yeah.
Like, I know wholeheartedly that my number one value in life is personal growth. Mm-hmm. And I will honestly, mom, go through anything. And I will put myself in those situations because my value is to grow.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Like,
totally.
I think the reason why
that
I
is one of your values.
That is. System, right? I think like the reason why I started regardless is because I have the courage to ask questions, to be vulnerable, to put myself out there, to fail maybe publicly, to share yeah. some of my failures publicly, and to mess up again and again in scary conversations or whatever it may be, because my value is to grow. So when looking at, you know, past adversities growing up, of course it hurt, of course it sucked, but because of maybe one or two times doing the hard thing mm-hmm. but the right thing for my future self, and knowing what happened after that, which was massive growth and right. learning, that was worth it for me. Celebrating, like, you can even celebrate like what you even like didn't learn. Like, it's right. okay, because you get another year to change that.
You get another day. You get another second.
Yeah, you're right.
You get another moment. But that's how great this is.
Yeah.
Just to remind yourself, it's not like 2024 is going to be the year. What year?
No. Yeah.
What's going to be that much different unless you've gone internally
yeah.
and looked in the mirror?
Okay. So, setting goals for 2024, mom.
Yes.
Actually getting into the action items of what I want to go down in the new year.
Good.
Where do we start?
Okay. So you can start higher level. I want to have 10,000K more followers mm-hmm. by December. So that's a goal in career for Skylar. So start with that and then immediately go to the intention. Why is this important to me? Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that we didn't mention before is, when you're setting your goal, you're going to, and I called it like GIA, like GIA, like you have your goal and then you have your intention for that goal. And then the last piece is attention. Mm-hmm. And so there's a difference between an intention and attention. Intention is that your why, and your attention is literally that. It's your ability to have clarity and direct focus, mm-hmm. like specific focus moment to moment.
So attention is the awareness around the intention?
Yeah, you need both. Like you need the intention, which is coming from the heart space, right? And the attention is the focus mindset. Gia.
Gia.
Yeah.
So when leveraging Gia, Mama.
Yes, leveraging Gia. So you're going to break down your top areas of your life. You typically have career.
Relationships.
Health.
Spirituality.
Yep. Family. Finances, yeah. Whatever it is. You get to choose those.
What we're going to do now when writing down or journaling, it is called the regardless, ask, and reflect. Now, there are three areas that I want you to ask and reflect yourself. The first is going to be release. The second is repeat. So release, Mama.
Looking at what's sabotaging your life can be limiting beliefs, a fixed mindset. Anything that's interfering with your growth. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I think things that you want to let go of that are no longer serving you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're mindsets. Maybe they're unhealthy foods. Maybe
relationships. Friendships. Anything that causes you a lack of growth in your life, lack of forward movement.
Anything that doesn't feel good.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that don't serve you.
I agree.
And we tolerate.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number two is repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And repeat is like there are great things. Like there are highlights that occur and things that really are on point and that are steps we made towards our bigger, lofty goals. We don't want to get rid of those.
No.
Right? Or if you're in a great relationship, it's like, how can I improve? How can I keep this? And, you know, what's going right? It's like, what's going right?
Yeah. What do I want to resubscribe to?
Yeah.
The third is launch. What am I launching into 2024? You're your own rocket. What do you want to freaking start? What do you want to create?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
What new beginnings? You are really in control of your own destination. It's when you're setting your intention and you're working on your goals, tend to it daily.
Yeah.
So I say what can help is commit to daily to set an intention time for you. And if you're feeling not in the most juiciest place, because we have to go back to that, that there's a lot of things that kind of can interfere, some with a positive mindset or state of mind. So tend to that. But one of the things I do want to say is when you need those little extra supports, get a list of affirmations, quotes. Things that can support your journey moving forward. And I often like to have one daily and allow yourself to just look at that affirmation or the quote that's going to provide a little bit of a stimulation or inspiration or jet fuel. One thing that I love to do too is you can write a my intention statement and you simply say to yourself or write it down on a piece of paper or your journal, I'm letting go of, like I'm releasing X, Y, and Z and launching or creating X, Y, Z for myself today.
I love that.
So it's like your own personal statement. Yep. And you can do it daily. You can do it monthly.
I love that. I love the month.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can go back too at the end of January. Do what we just talked about 2023 and do little mini
of the
reviews
month.
Of the month. What went well? What were the highlights? What could I redo? Right?
What did I learn?
What did I learn? Am I willing to release?
Repeat? And what am I wanting to launch in February?
Yeah, I think it's kind of good to break it down.
Mom, two questions for you before we end things. What are two things that you want to leave in 2023?
Great question. Two things I want to leave?
Yeah.
Self-doubt. And complaining.
That's great, Mom. I hate complaining too.
I'm noticing them, do you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh.
Okay, ask me.
Yeah, what are two things?
Two things I want to leave?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you two words I want to leave. Two words are but.
Yep, absolutely.
And fuck.
Yeah, I'm leaving that though.
But fuck. We're leaving, we're leaving that in 2023.
Yeah, it loses.
It loses its power.
It loses its up.
Yeah. What do you want to bring into 2024, Mom?
I want to bring in health and well-being. Mm. And which means I need to protect my mindset and protect my space, protect my time, and put me first.
Yeah. Main character energy, okay. Mama. You need that. Main character.
Yeah, that's a hard one for me. I've been the supporting actress.
Nope, it's time for you to be the main girly. Carrie Bradshaw. I'm bringing in focus and growth. I'm bringing, honestly, intention and attention.
Isn't that great?
Because it's focus. I think it's growth and focus.
It's focused attention.
That's what I'm bringing in.
And
a deepening of the quality of relationships rather than quantity.
Yeah. And I also want to bring in fun. Oh, you mommy. Have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do have fun.
But it, you know,
you need more fun. You guys,
spontaneity.
We love you so much. I so hope that this episode was helpful. We've got this regardless of what happens in 2024. We freaking got it in the bag, you guys. We've got you. And please let us know what you think of office hours. And also, if you have any questions, please DM Regardless the Pod on Instagram, as we will be answering any of your lovely questions here on Office Hours on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Regardless. If today's discussion sparked a mindset shift, we want to hear from you. Join the conversation on Instagram and TikTok at Regardless the Pod and share your insights. You can also find me personally at Skylar Sorkin on Instagram. For more transformative content, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. If you loved what you heard, leaving a review and sharing with your friends helps us reach even more 20-somethings on their journey. New episodes drop every other Monday of each month on all major podcast audio platforms. Remember, your path is unique, but with Regardless, you're a part of a community navigating this transformative decade together. Until our next exploration, our next life manual, keep evolving, stay confident, and embrace the journey, because your future self is eagerly awaiting your growth. Cheers to thriving in our 20s. Stay electric.